It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm great. I had a fabulous weekend. Did you have a fabulous weekend?
I had a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome. The moon is so big.
That's right, Pinky, because it's a full moon. There's no shadow of the earth as the sun shines over. It's a full moon. A full harvest moon.
Yeah, the harvest moon is really beautiful, big and bright. It's also called the corn moon. Because, you know, you go pick all the corn and the other vegetables in the harvest moon. And the best thing about the harvest moon is because the moon is so bright. And when the sun goes down, boom, there's the moon. And you can keep working because it shines bright on the fields. And you don't have to stop.
Right, especially years ago before they had, you know, they were able to put any artificial lights out there or a tractor have lights or put some lights on the horses.
Yeah. Now the moon makes all the light you need to come work into the night, and that's why they call it harvest moon.
Very good. Also called the corn moon.
Yeah, we said that.
Well, I was just reiterating.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, I was thinking that harvest moon's in October. But this year it's September. How come, Mildred?
Well, it has to do with the equinox, the autumn equinox. Whichever month the full moon is closest to the autumn equinox, then that's the harvest moon. So it can be September or October.
Yeah, I know what the equinox is.
Well, please explain.
Okay. Well, the earth goes around the sun.
Absolutely.
And it takes four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
Good.
So imagine it like this. It goes around the sun, and it's not a perfect circle. It's kind of shaped like an egg.
Correct.
So the earth is on a tilt. It's supposed to be tilted.
All right.
And it always keeps that tilt as it's going around. It's revolving around the sun. It keeps the tilt. And the orbit around the sun is shaped like an egg. So the two ends are pointy. And when the earth gets to the one point, now that's either winter or summer, depending if you're in the north or southern hemisphere. And then when it gets to the other point, halfway around the orbit, then that's the other winter or summer, depending on the northern or southern hemisphere because of the tilt of the earth. Because the tilt of the earth determines how much sun is getting on that half of the earth.
Excellent.
But on its way to the points of the egg, in the halfway point right there, that's spring or autumn because that's the four seasons. And when it's halfway to the end of the egg, that's the middle, and that's the equinox. And that's when the sun is right over the earth, the equator. That's imaginary line right in the middle.
That's really good, Pinky. I think you explained that really well. And then you don't notice the tilt as much because, as you say, the sun is directly over the equator. So now the days, the 24 hours are right in the middle. 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. And as the earth travels around the sun, that's when the light changes. Shorter days in the winter, longer nights. Longer days in the summer, shorter nights.
Yeah, but equinox is right down there in the center, and the equinox is on Wednesday?
That's absolutely right, Pinky. Wednesday the 22nd is the autumn equinox. So this full moon is closest, and it happens to be in September. So that's why it's the harvest moon.
Yeah, because it could be later in October. I get it. Yeah, it just has to do with the moon cycle, which full moon is closest to the equinox.
Very well said, Pinky.
Yeah, I totally love learning about the earth and the moon and the sun and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Mildred, the moon goes around planet Earth counterclockwise. And all the planets go around the sun counterclockwise.
That's correct.
But the clock goes the other way clockwise. Why didn't they just make the clock go counterclockwise when they're building the clock?
Well, because remember we did the podcast about the sundial.
Yeah.
And you the sundial is before the actual clocks were created. And of course now we have digital clocks.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a clock with the hands on it and the numbers.
Right, but if you make a sundial and put a stick in the sand, then the sun will shine on it and the shadow will make the come from the stick. The stick will make a shadow and that shadow will travel clockwise as the sun moves. The shadow is going to go clockwise, so that's clockwise.
That's brilliant.
I know.
And of course, Mildred, we're talking about the Northern Hemisphere.
We are. And when we refer to the rotations, we're speaking of how it looks from the North Pole, you know, in relation from the North.
Yeah. But when we talk about counterclockwise, we're talking about revolving around all the planets, revolve around the sun counterclockwise, and the moon revolves around the earth counterclockwise. And all the planets spin within themselves counterclockwise except for Venus and Uranus.
Pinky, you're so smart.
I just pay attention when I'm learning stuff. They go the other way. They rotate within themselves clockwise. But all the other planets go counterclockwise, and the moon rotates within itself counterclockwise.
You're good.
Thank you. And the moon is so big and round. And I love the story about where the birthday cakes came from. You know, it's because of the moon.
That's right, Pinky. It's because the Greek gods and goddesses, they honored the goddess of the moon, her name Artemis. And what they would do, since she was the goddess of the moon, they would bake these round cakes to look like the full round moon. And then they put candles on there for the glow of the moonlight.
And you know, the moon does not have its own light. There's no light on a moon. It reflects the sun. And the reason it's full is because where the moon is positioned, the earth is not in the way making a shadow.
Right.
But sometimes if the earth is in the way, then the moon changes shape. And then if the earth is directly in between the moon and the sun, you have a new moon. And if it's really lined up, you get an eclipse.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. And to put the cake, the round cake, and to put the candles on there to make it glow like the moon. And then it said that when you blow out the candles, then the smoke carries your wishes.
I know, that's neat, huh?
Yeah, and then it's the German bakers that decided if, however old you are, that's how many candles you get on your cake.
Right.
And it's going to be Robert's birthday soon. He's going to be 17. He's going to get 17 candles.
I know.
Penelope just had her birthday. She had 9 candles.
Yes, that was a fun party.
It sure was.
Right, Pinky, and the harvest moon, it symbolizes a new beginning.
Yes, a new beginning. I'm ready.
And me too.
Okay, Mildred, time for a quote or a poem or something.
Okay, Pinky, we have a very nice one here. This is from Bedlam. And Bedlam says, I hear the night train singing in the distance. Maybe the angels are coming soon with the harvest moon, if the river's rising. Look to the dark horizon for the harvest moon.
Yeah, that's what happens. The sun goes down, you look over on that dark horizon. Here it comes, boom, light again. Harvest moon, pick all the corn you can.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, enjoy the harvest moon tonight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.